Number six, it must have some unique feature that distinguishes it from other melodies of the same type. A melody might consist of sudden rhythmic shift, or a note that sounds wrong, or a particular interval that's used more than others, or some other device. Let's try and adjust each one of these. Like a sudden rhythmic shift could be any change of rhythm. So if you have one, two, three, four. That was just shifting into sixteenths and back and forth. I don't know. Could be triplets. Like, let's do another one. One, two, three, four. So then, that would be like the rhythm with, I mean, the melody with the triplets. Like, someone says, "Can you play that thing?" And your brain would remember, like, "Oh, da 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 da." Those are triplets against the beat. So it has a distinguishing rhythmic feature. I mean, it could, of course, be something more unusual, like seven notes in a bar or something. I mean, if you had one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, like one, two, three, one. So those were like going back and forth between 4/4 and seven notes in a bar. That would certainly be something memorable and unique about a rhythm from a rhythmic standpoint. Note that sounds wrong is another suggestion here. I don't know if you had something like one, two, three, four. Like that. That note doesn't really fit in the A minor. That's a natural third to an A minor, and certainly not a note that would be common in A minor to play a major third. But you can do it, and it definitely makes the melody unique, no doubt about it. Another suggestion is a particular interval that's used more than others. Let's just take the interval of a seventh, and if I play one, two, three. So there were lots of sevens in there, and that's sort of like the distinguishing feature of it. And somebody might say, "Can you play, Dennis's silly example song?" And you'd be like, "Oh, the one that goes," and you'd just sort of hear the sevens in your head, and that would be the reminding factor. So that those are definitely examples of unique melodies. It could be any other melodic device. In the sample melody, the main unifying factor is the use of alternating half steps and whole steps. Like as in a diminished scale, and implied major triads in measures 1, 7, 8, 10, 11, and 12. So just clarifying that a little bit, I mean, there's a lot of chromatic movement, like when you have like. And also that bit right there is right out of the diminished scale. That's just, as soon as you get to, you have chromatics here. Right here, you're going up the diminished scale, so that's right out of that. And so, and then he says major triads implied in 1, 7, 8, 10, and 11, and 12. So, one would be just those two notes imply like a C major arpeggio there. So that's bar one. Bars 7 and 8, this is where it goes. Now I think you have to hear it in harmonic context for it to make sense. It's on the C chord, like it's on the C chord and then the A7 chord. So it's like implying a D triad, like those two notes is like sharp 11 and a 9 to the C7 chord, but it's a doing a D triad is a great way to access those. Like the 9, 11, and 13. That's what I think is happening there. Because you have an F sharp, a D, and an A in that bar that spells a D triad. Next, in the next bar, you have. Which spells like you have an E flat, a G, and a B flat. So that's an E flat triad, which is the tritone to the A7 chord. So that makes sense. So like according to E flat, it'd be 9, 7, 1, 3, 4, 5, according to E flat, that is. And so those are triads. And then let's look at bars 10, 11, and 12. This is the line that goes. And so you have like a 7 in the chord. This is the chord G7. And then you have an A flat. That's a flat 9. And then a 5 and a 1. So he's spelling like a, like with some chromatics in between, he's spelling a G7 flat 9. Like 7, flat 9, 5, 1. And then let's continue. That's right. That's clearly a C triad. It's a D flat triad, which substitutes for A7, and that's a D triad, which is over the 2 chord, and then that's an E flat triad. Oh my bad. I'm sorry. It's an E triad, which is interesting because it's getting played over G7, so that's implying a G13 flat 9. So you have to hear these things in harmonic context, like. Like that. And then you're back to the top. But the point of the story is that those lines clearly spell out triads that are used for a specific harmonic purpose in the moments that they occur. They're not just random.